There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight, the latest on the Ross Ulbricht case with the Silk Road. He is alleged to be the operator of said Silk Road. It's now known that he is the creator of the Silk Road. That was admitted the first day of the trial. But there has been quite a bit that has happened since, and this is the third week. We may hear from John Bush. He is in the traveling mode at the moment, so I'm not sure whether or not he's going to be able to make it in tonight. But I do have some news about the case regardless. Of course, John Bush from the LibertyBeat.com. He's been in New York City all week following along the trial and sitting in the courtroom and taking notes, because unfortunately in federal court, that's all you can do. You can't bring a video camera into federal court. You can't even bring a still camera into federal court. You cannot bring your cell phone into federal court. You can bring a pad of paper and a pencil, and that's it. And so it's like sort of like flashing back to, you know, the 1800s, where you had no other options for being the media. They really haven't changed anything very much in that amount of time. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And just a moment ago, we were talking about this news out of New Jersey where teenagers have been threatened by the police for going around handing out flyers offering to do some yard work. It was kind of blizzard time, and these teenagers, enterprising young men, were going about from house to house, leaving information. And we're not sure if they were knocking on doors or not, or how late it was in the day, but presuming they were being courteous in the way they were handing this information out, I don't see what the problem is. Now, the police were saying that these laws, these itinerant vendor laws or whatever it is they're called over in New Jersey, are to protect residents. He said, this is the police chief there, Mr. Yanone, he says his department has no interest in cracking down on kids who want to shovel sidewalks. The law, he says, was made for transient scam artists who prey on the vulnerable. Quote, the spirit of the ordinance is to protect residents from gypsy activity. People will solicit door to door and target the elderly and get into their house. Now, is that a legitimate concern, guys?
Obviously it had to have happened before to even, maybe it didn't, but let's just say it, you know, it probably happened enough times for that sort of thing to get past. And I mean, certainly it is, you know, there's definitely some very sketchy people out there, but I mean,
it's true. I had it. My grandparents had it happen to them when they were kind of going off into the realm of Alzheimer's and dementia or whatever.
Sure, if the purpose is to make sure that you don't have scam artists enter into elderly people's homes, then obviously you need to outlaw being elderly. Because there's all kinds of people that aren't itinerant vendors that get invited into elderly people's homes. You know, you have the cable guy that will come in. Like, you know, my cable's not working. You call the cable guy. Cable guy comes in. You order a pizza. The pizza guy comes. You know, sometimes it might be cold outside.
But those are all things you ordered. Those are all things that you requested the pizza guy show up. You requested the cable guy show up. Whereas these are people who are not requested. They're just showing up. They're soliciting.
Well, and there are times when you have somebody that poses to be the cable guy.
Yeah, that probably.
You have somebody that poses to be a telephone repairman.
And we've had reports of a gas leak around here. You're going to have to let me in to check things out. That would probably work.
A bunch of people had their cable box go out, so I just need to check on yours just to make sure that it's okay.
And that'll work. That'll work on some
people. Sure, yeah.
You could even have a scam artist that is such a good scam artist that comes in and says, so we've got a bunch of scam artists that are coming around through the neighborhood. I just need to make sure that there are no scam artists inside your house.
I think there may be a scam artist on the line here. You're on Free Talk Live.
I can't believe you guys are letting this go. I'm sitting in the studio doing the production, and this disgusting, bigoted, racist bureaucrat just said that he didn't want gypsies running around. I mean, we're talking about in this nation, there are different peoples, Irish travelers, Romnichelles, Romani, different people of ethnicities, but this disgusting bigot just racist shit that he didn't want in his town. If he said he didn't want Irish people walking down the street, you would have jumped right on that. I can't believe you guys have missed this gaping hole.
I didn't completely miss it. I just got sidetracked on the other points about just how insane it is to say that, you know, if we outlaw this, then it will never happen again.
Mark has personally taken on the gypsies as his own pet project to try to rescue their reputation.
Oh, how noble.
Well, really that's nice. Because Mark did the 23andMe thing and he found out that, you know, there's...
What's that, the DNA test?
Yeah.
Thing? Are you a gypsy, Mark?
I am not a gypsy. I don't know what the hell you people are rambling on about. The thing is
he
you
is
can't
a salesman
judge somebody
me.
Based on their ethnicity, but for some reason in this country and most of the Western world, it's okay to just dump on gypsies. And I mean, you know,
well,
that's cool.
Hold on, just Mark, just real quick. Most people don't think of gypsy as an ethnicity or a race.
What do they think?
What
of
do
it
you
as?
Think they think of it as?
Just
people that have a donkey that pulls around a trailer and they play a violin.
People that are nomads. Growing up, I always thought that gypsy was a term for someone who was a nomad. I had no clue until I was in my 20s that gypsy was an ethnic term.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think you've got to be. I think
and
be
I'm a fairly intelligent
system.
Person, so if I didn't know this until I was in my 20s, I can guarantee you that there's a bunch of people that are listening to this show and people that aren't listening to this show that have no clue that gypsy is an ethnicity.
Gypsy is an ethnicity.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, when you go to urbandictionary.com and look up gypsy, the
you
definitions...
You can't probably read half of those on the radio.
We discussed this last week.
Yeah, you can't read urbandictionary.com definitions
sometimes,
on the radio.
Sometimes you can.
Yeah, it's very,
okay,
very
if you
can.
Leave out half of the sentence...
Let me just say that they do not say nice things about gypsies on dictionary.com.
You know, gypsy is rarely synonymous with something nice.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if the a police chief here was trying to indict an entire ethnicity with that statement. I think he was using it in the more colloquial version of these people are, you know, gypsy as a term for
they're
somebody trying to take advantage.
They're just kids. Like, I get being aware of your surroundings, but they're just kids, and they're wanting to earn some money.
They're not kids, Danica. These are 18-year-old males.
They're younger than I am. They're officially kids. And I'm considered a kid around by most of you people.
No, so I get the point that Ian just made. They're teenage males. Therefore, they are troublemakers. Mm-hmm. They're potential criminals. All they want to do is rape and pillage and do large amounts of illegal drugs.
Well, wait a minute. Teenage males.
Now, it's true that, hold on, it's true that if you can't go out and shovel walkways as a teenager, that you are more likely to go out and commit some sort of crime, right? If the government has completely pulled out from under you the options that you could have to actually make a legitimate living, then you're more likely to go and do something illegal because that's the only option. That's all, the only few options they've left on the table are committing crimes in order to make ends meet.
Yeah, and they're not going to be able to, when they actually apply for other jobs, just say, hey, when I was a teenager, I shoveled walkways. You know, here's someone that I have as a reference that can vouch for me that I shoveled their walkways. I walked their dog. I mean, it's preventing them from being able to have pre-job experience.
Yeah, that's true. And also, these guys aren't exactly hiding themselves. Their phone numbers were on this piece of paper. So it's not like, you know, the typical traveler scam where they're going to go and paint your driveway or something like that. And then the paint washes out the next time that it
Who
rains.
Who paints their driveway?
I don't know. Some people do this stuff. And so the paint washes off the next time it rains or whatever, and you don't have their number. You don't have anything because usually that kind of scam is a very short-term thing. Like, oh, yeah, we got this extra paint back here, and we're traveling. We're coming through the area, but we can only do this job today. and we'll give you a special deal. And then they, you know, they do the paint job, they take the money, and you never see them again. And then there's no way to really track them down. There's no way to take them to court or get any kind of justice in that case.
And then when you call the number, it tends to be a dead number.
But it's if that, that's if they give you one.
If you do have a number of them for some kind.
So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. But is this necessary? Is this itinerant vendor ordinance necessary to protect the elderly, to protect those people who are more likely to be susceptible to a scam? Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite. This stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the liquor chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop, and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly, just like a kitten. Daisy and Suki have a cat treat in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish it would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and funk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, January 19th, 2015, gold opened at $1,276.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,322.93, $661.47 for a half ounce, or $330.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,258.35, $661.47, and $330.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The average American family spends over $1,000 a month on food. No person is exempt from this need. With the holidays here, why not give the most important gift you can give? The gift of food freedom and security. GoFoods is perfect for the college student, traveler, outdoorsman, family, busy professional, and the retired. Storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and affordable, GoFoods meals are easy to make. Add water, and in 15 minutes, you have a delicious meal. GoFoods packaging allows you to store food in the smallest of living spaces. Take GoFoods anywhere. The bug out bag, the RV, the car, the trail, the pantry, and on the table. Go anywhere, but don't go hungry. Serve it today, save it for the future, and share it this holiday season. Special holiday packages available. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free
Talk Live. Dial toll free here. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a Twitter lawsuit may be dismissed if the Justice Department gets its way. Daryl's got that story, plus the latest on the Ross Ulbricht case. That's all on the way tonight here on Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Especially want to hear from somebody who would call the cops on a couple of teenagers going door-to-door in their neighborhood. Is that a crime? Is there something wrong with what these young men did, going around offering to clear people's driveways for money? You know, they're looking to make a few bucks at it, and there are plenty of people who would be more than happy to pay someone a few bucks to clear out their driveway for them. So toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. If you care about online privacy, you really need to know about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and that means they encrypt your online data. Your internet service provider, they're probably saving all of the websites that you go to, all the search terms you enter. They're logging that stuff, and in many cases for as long as 5 years. You can put a stop to that logging and that snooping by going and getting ProXPN software. It's free. You can download it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Plus, if you're a Linux user, there are instructions that'll make it easy for you to start up with Linux over at proxpn.com/FTL. Go grab the app, get started, and when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access to privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites, you can do it with code FTL50. That's FTLI Free Talk Live, and 50, as in 50% off the price of their annual account, which brings the price down to about $5 a month, which is an awesome deal. In fact, it's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Plus, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You really have nothing to lose except your privacy. So go and protect it right now at proxpn.com/FTL, and don't forget code FTL50 as we continue here. The story is about that you brought in tonight, Danica, about Matt Molinari and Eric Schempf. They're young men who had the idea of being entrepreneurial, which is very rare, by the way, in kids these days, because the government school system basically saps it right out of them. And if the government school system didn't do a good enough job in destroying the entrepreneurial spirit of kids, because the whole thing in government school is that, oh, well, kids, you've got to get through government school so you can get your diploma, so you can then go to the government colleges and then get another college degree, so you can then go and get a job where you can have a career for your whole lifetime, your adult life, and then you can retire at age 65 and then collect Social Security. And nobody is ever encouraged to start their own business or to be entrepreneurial in any of that. There's no entrepreneurs class in any school that I've ever been to.
Or to gain, you know, like I said, pre-job skills that will help them when they go for that very first job in the first place.
Sure. Going door to door. I mean, lots of kids do this when they're very young. Were you a Girl Scout at any point?
Not a Girl Scout, no.
Did you ever do door to door, like, you know, popcorn sales or candy sales, things like that?
No, my siblings actually, when they were in Little League, both my, actually I did Little League too, but I didn't do this. My sister and my brothers did go door-to-door and sell candy bars. So
was it for like the government school or was
for their Little League team?
Because I'm sorry, I missed that detail. So, but sometimes it's actually the government schools that have kids go and do this.
Oh yeah,
kind of interesting, right?
We used to do that, and they would always have the prize for
whoever sold
the most stuff.
Mm-hmm. What were you trying to sell it for? Was it like some sort of drama class, or what was it?
No, it was never anything specific. Just school needs money, go sell stuff.
Really? Because I've seen it happen where kids have like an extracurricular kind of thing. Like, oh, we're going to go to Spain. Or, you know, they're just coming up with some reason that they need to.
There would be like special things. But generally it was, you know, like here's the little brochures, you know, this thick packet of overpriced crap.
Yeah.
Go try and sell this to all your neighbors. And
so it was just something they did.
School needs money.
They did that with the entire school.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never seen that. Now, the schools I went to were government schools down in Sarasota, Florida. And what they would have us do is they'd have these running events where I don't forget what they were called, but, you know, the kids would come out and the idea would be that they'd run around the track, and then for every lap,
you would get a count, like they would check off or something on your back or something like that. And then you'd have a total number of laps after you were done. But what you'd do before this event, for the weeks upcoming to this event, you'd go around, they'd ask you to go around your neighborhood, knock on people's doors, and get them to pledge money to the school per lap.
Yeah, so, there would be special things like that that different clubs or organizations would do. And that was in addition to
the whole school, though,
like twice a year sort of thing where they give you the brochure of, you know, try and sell overpriced wrapping paper to your family.
So, I mean, I guess that is one way that I guess that's not really entrepreneurial necessarily. That's just encouraging kids to go and do the bidding of the schools. Although knocking on doors is an important concept for, you know, the idea of developing the ability to be outgoing, I suppose. But that's, I don't think that's the reason they do it at the schools. I think they're doing it because they want the money. And they know that the kids don't really have to learn how to sell because they're a little kid and the neighbors, you know,
and they're so adorable, and we'll totally buy that overpriced coupon book or that candy bar from you.
Yeah, I don't know how many houses out of 10 will go ahead and buy, but there's a decent amount of them that will go ahead and buy. Otherwise, they wouldn't waste their time encouraging the kids to do this kind of stuff.
Sure, absolutely.
So on one hand, the government has no problem putting kids to work for them. To you know, make larger budgets for their departments. That's fine. Let's send the kids out. We'll give them an exemption from the itinerant vendor statutes. But if they get it into their head that they should be able to go door to door on their own volition to start their own business to benefit just themselves, and of course the people that they're providing services to, then no. Then they're itinerant vendors, and then they're going to run afoul of the law.
Yeah.
But would the government cops... Have the government cops been going around and let's just say they got a call and these guys were actually doing a school fundraiser. Let's say they're seniors because 18, they could still be seniors,
they're probably seniors
in high school. Let's say they're seniors in high school and there's like an end of the year bash fundraiser or something and they're actually raising money for the school. How much you want to bet if that cop came up and talked to them and they said, oh, well, they showed the cop, well, look, we're working with New Jersey High School or wherever it was that they were, Bound Brook High School, and we're trying to raise money for our graduation party. Do you think the cop would have turned around and walked the other way?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, do you have chaperones here? Are you, you know, did you contact the vendors to, you know, really sell that Dr. Pepper, or you should be using Shasta soda as a Dr. Pepper? How dare you?
What does it have to do with Shasta soda? I missed that.
I was making an exaggerated remark that they didn't get Coca-Cola's permission to use Dr. Pepper and said they had to go use a generic product like Shasta soda.
I'm totally missing what that's in reference to. Is that in reference to something I said?
No. They don't have permission to, you know, sell it or...
Well, but they would if they were out with the school. That would be the idea.
No, they would have the school... She's saying they would have the school's permission, but they might not have, you know, the permits from Coca-Cola authorizing the school to sell Coca-Cola.
That is an exaggerated joke how far, like, it may go.
Yeah, I expect they would turn right around. I expect the officer would not push it at all if he knew that the fundraising was being done for the school rather than the individuals. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll go to your calls. If you are somebody who would call the police on some kids in the neighborhood doing who knows what, they're knocking on doors. You don't know. They haven't knocked on your door yet, but you're scared, and you don't want them to. Because who knows what they'll say to you. And I don't know what the motivation is for why somebody would be such a busybody to call these the cops on these guys. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. There's more coming up. A Twitter lawsuit. We'll talk about it. Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now. Because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5090. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station. But it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5090. That's 1-800-467-5090. Call 1-800-467-5090.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're here to, we're here to take your calls. You can call in about anything you want, 855-450-FREE. You can also just listen. It's up to you. That's why we're here to hopefully entertain you and maybe do a little enlightening at the same time. But our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's no guarantee that our callers will be enlightened. And we go to Chris Kringle, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I want to, first off, before we go into the thing about people knocking on doors, I want to tell you, I want to thank Jesus for all the good things he does. And I want to thank Jesus for protecting my house and the alleys around my pad and protecting it from bad people out there, protecting me from the New World Order. And I want to thank the Lord for providing for me and helping me and undoing all the brainwashing of the public education system. And I want to thank him for straight A's last semester in college.
By the New World Order, I'm guessing you're not talking about Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, and Kevin Nash.
You know, you got jokes. All right. Well, you know what? You cut me up. I want to thank the Lord for everything, you know, because without him, John 3:27, I'd have nothing. Okay, so look, anyway.
Okay, hold on. Pete or Chris, whatever it is that you want to be called this week. I know you like to call Free Talk Live to pray, But the Bible also says that a man should pray in his
closet.
Yeah. And not do it publicly. Look. So it seems to me as though you were trying to, you know, like, show everyone how holy you are.
Very pious.
No, not at all. I just want
to... So why call a national radio show to say your prayers? Why not say your prayers at home in private?
Damn good question.
I wasn't saying my prayer. I was just in front of millions of people giving a dedication to the Lord and hoping that maybe
Sounded very much like a prayer.
Listen, I was hoping that they would stop being doing the lascivious activities you do and they would turn to Jesus. Now let's go to the thing about the door, okay?
The what
the
activities we do?
The teens were doing lascivious activities praising God, is that right?
Yeah, of course. I'm an independent for a reason because, you know, I agree with some of the libertarian stuff, but your thing is, oh, do whatever you want as long as it doesn't hurt me. The Church of Satan's title was, oh, do as thou wilt. I don't think so. I don't dig that. I do whatever you want to do, that's fine, as long as it doesn't violate the Lord's law, the Ten Commandments. Now, can we go to the door thing or not?
All right, go.
Okay, look, common law, no victim, no crime. I don't think there's nothing wrong with somebody. It might alarm them, you know, especially if they're paranoid, but they should say, they should look to the people, they should say, state your business, you know? Why are you knocking on my door? Who are you, okay? And they should be armed also. But dig this, I mean, if the kids shouldn't jerk them around. If they have something that they want to sell and they want to do entrepreneurialism, then yeah, they should make the proposition, I have this for sale, you want to buy it. If they say no, they should leave the property. There's nothing wrong with that, but I think people are paranoid nowadays, but I think there's a lot of bad things going on to make people paranoid.
You're saying let the kids go door to door, no problem.
Absolutely.
What if the kids were gay?
Let me tell you about that. About the Leviticus 20:13.
I don't really want to know about that. Thanks.
What if they ate shellfish or they wore cotton polyester blend clothing?
Wait, what are you getting at there?
Well, you know, there's in Leviticus, he quoted Leviticus,
okay.
Or began to quote Leviticus, just several verses away from the passage that he was about to quote. There's a prohibition against eating shellfish,
mm-hmm.
A prohibition against eating pork. There's a prohibition against mixing cloth in your clothing. So if you mix cotton and wool, then you're in violation of Levitical law. If you wear cotton polyester blend, you're in violation of that law.
Now,
so he's picking and choosing the parts that he wants to enforce.
Well, if we're doing that, then I might as well just go and get a cover for my head because, it's terrible for me to be showing all of this magnificent hair right now.
Oh, yeah, and Mark is showing his tattoo, and there's the funny thing to where this, it's a very popular image on the internet of some high school kid that went out, got a tattoo of the Bible verse prohibiting homosexuality in Leviticus, and two verses later, there's a prohibition against inking one's skin.
Right, because your body's a temple and all that?
Yes.
That kind of thing. Let's go to Jamie in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Jamie. You're on with Ian, Danica, and Daryl.
Hello, all.
Hi, Jamie. Go ahead.
This idea of prohibiting people going door-to-door is not a hyped-up post-9/11 type of thing either, as so many other things.
Oh, no, this is old. I mean, itinerant vendor statutes have been around for a long time.
I had the same thing happen to me in about 1998, 99. I was out of work, and I went and rented a backpack blower for blowing leaves, threw a ladder on the top of my car, and started going around cleaning gutters.
And okay.
I did, 15, 20 jobs, made some money, had some cash in my pocket, happy customers. People, called me back for years. Well, while I was out doing that, some busybody called the cops, and I'm driving along, and all of a sudden I get pulled over.
This is how many years into this, just to be clear?
This was the second year that I've done this.
Got it.
Wow.
And
you're how old?
Door-to-door. At the time, I was 22.
Okay.
And
cops got called, so what happened?
Yep, they pulled me over, start questioning, what are you doing, going door to door, so on and so forth, and I tell them, And the busybody, who usually they tend to keep to themselves and watch through the blinds, he comes running out his door. This is the guy. He's knocking on everybody's door. I saw him climbing on their roof.
What?
And I said, yeah, I was cleaning their gutters.
Right.
That's why I'm climbing on their roof.
I have to climb there to clean their gutter. Who would have thought?
Right. Why else would someone climb on their roof? To shimmy down the chimney or something like that?
Or to be a chimney sweep?
Or to install shingles?
But like, for what nefarious reason, right? Like, the busybody is thinking there's something nefarious going on, obviously.
Nefarious, you're probably trying to remove the gutters, steal the shingles... put explosives in the chimney.
Yeah, I'm sure old gutters are going to sell real well on the secondhand market.
Yeah, they're
old moldy gutters.
Take it in, aluminum.
Sorry, Jimmy, go ahead.
They're worth practically nothing. They are aluminum. You could sell them, but, yeah, how are you going to go ripping gutters off of people's houses without being noticed and...
Right. So that's a shock, though. The dude actually comes out. I think you make a good point that usually the busybody wants to remain anonymous.
Yeah, they hide
Yeah, this person was willing to come out and get in your face. So what happened?
So the cops told me there's ordinance, blah, 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 number, whatever, against, and that I need a permit and a business license. And, I basically told them to go scratch and that I was going to be on my way and they wouldn't have to see me again. So I didn't go back to that town, but I continued working and I made some money and I made some people happy. But it was pretty shocking.
You know, the thing they really don't like about you is not that you could be scamming people, but the fact that, you know, an itinerant vendor or whatever, which is somebody who travels about selling things, an itinerant vendor is competition for the established vendors in town. There are people who have paid for licenses and they have paid for, you know, the government permits and bribes and all that. And they believe they have an exclusive right to market their services to the people in the area because of that. I'm not saying I don't agree with them on that, but that's certainly the motivation here, I think. I think that's where these laws really come from, because you, as somebody who doesn't have a base of operations that costs a whole bunch of money to maintain, you don't have a crew of people that you have to pay to go out and do the jobs for you. Your costs are next to zero. Your costs are what the costs of gasoline are, the cost of your time to go door to door. And that means you can compete at a level that, you know, Johnny's gutter cleaners in town can't compete at, and that's why they didn't want you there. Thanks, Jamie, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but the claim is it's to protect all the vulnerable old people out there from being taken advantage of. And certainly, elderly folks can be taken advantage of. There's no doubt about that. So we'll come back here with more. You can share your thoughts. But do we need the government to step in and protect everyone from every door-to-door salesperson? I don't think so. It's Free Talk Live.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed. Zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here and bring up anything that you want. Have you ever been an itinerant vendor? We'd love to hear your stories about your interactions with the police, because inevitably the longer you do something like that, the more likely some busybody is going to call the cops on you. Now, you know, the other side of this is that not just an itinerant vendor is unwelcome as far as the possibility that they might be a traveler or something taking advantage or attempting to take advantage of people who are less than fully mentally aware, maybe some elderly folks with dementia or Alzheimer's taking advantage of those folks. I had some grandparents that had a situation like that. And does that mean that we need to turn to the government? I mean, Daryl, isn't there some other way? Is there any other way to protect people from being taken advantage of?
Certainly. There are, you know, lots of ways to protect people from being taken advantage of. One way is to warn people when you find out that there's a scammer in the area. Something else you could do.
Yeah, but is grandma on Facebook? I mean, you're not going to be able to give her a heads up.
Grandma still has a telephone.
Okay. But, okay, so are we talking about a phone tree where one neighbor would call another neighbor to let them know?
That's certainly one way.
Yeah.
In Detroit, they have the threat management centers that actually go out, and instead of responding to crime, they're out, you know, patrolling to prevent crime. Because when you've got a presence of people who, you know, are, for a lack of a better term, crime stoppers, then the crime makers aren't going to do crime.
So if you've got any ideas here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's probably not a good idea to allow elderly folks who have dementia or Alzheimer's or the onset of it to really be alone. And
right.
Because the police are always going to be too late. The police are only going to respond after someone has already called.
Right, but it's not just people with Alzheimer's and dementia that get taken advantage of.
Okay,
and
true.
It's not just the old people that get taken advantage of.
It's a lot easier to get somebody with dementia to sign a check to you from their bank account.
And it's not just itinerant vendors that take advantage, or people posing as itinerant vendors, or people posing as a fake, you know, cable guy. You've got people, and I've seen, you know, all the kinds of undercover video from various places. Can't find it in New Hampshire because it's illegal to do undercover investigative reporting in New Hampshire. But
due to the terrible wiretapping,
but most places they've got, you know, one of the local TV stations will do some kind of thing like, you know, six on your side,
yep.
Where they go in, they find
I
out
love that stuff.
You know, there's some car dealer or car mechanic that's, you know, ripping people off.
Or
so they go in with a brand new car that they know nothing is wrong on, and the mechanic comes out. Oh, yeah, so we're going to have to change out your
canuter
valve.
You're going to need a new flux capacitor. It's $1,000.
Yeah, you know, all these kinds of things, some of which are actually car parts, some aren't. And it's going to be like, you know, $3,000 before I let you drive it back out of here because this is unsafe.
So wait, what are you saying? You're saying that...
That there are all kinds of people that try to scam people. It's not just itinerant vendors.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But it's easier to target them, right? Because they are the ones walking around from house to house. Whereas if somebody has an auto repair shop, they're more established. They've paid their licensing fees, so they're more likely to be left alone until there's some sort of
serious
allegation.
And they've probably been in business for a while, so, they have a reputation, people.
They might even fix the police's cars in that place.
And then, you know, you've got the people that are just, you know, for lack of a better term, bums that will just hang around and bug people for money.
Legal now in Florida, by the way. When I went down there, they actually had legalized, due to a lawsuit, they had legalized panhandling on the side of the road.
Okay. I don't have a problem with panhandling, but, you know, point of the conversation was, you know, how do you protect people from being taken advantage of or giving money to people?
You can't.
You can't.
I mean, all you can do is educate.
You can try to help people. Right. You can try to prevent.
It's kind of like, you know, etiquette when you're,
people.
Right. When you have email, for example, you know, obviously, you know, don't ever, for example,
Are you going to tell me that the Nigerian prince isn't actually sending me $2 million?
That's a classic example. I am so glad you brought that up. Hmm. But certain companies, such as Blizzard Entertainment, for example, will always tell you, don't ever put your username or your password or email address in anything. If someone is asking you for those, that's not a real Blizzard employee.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. So they're telling you right up front, these are unsafe practices. So something like that, like if you get an automated email that's asking you to do that, that's not an email generated from our servers. Don't answer that email. You know, it's advice like that. It's education like that we can take to, you know, if you're not expecting someone at your door and someone's knocking, probably better to just not answer the door in general. I mean, that's always been a safe practice.
Yeah, I think so.
Like you said, education is key to preventing these kinds of things from happening. And, you know, the elderly, if they have Alzheimer's and forget that they shouldn't be answering the door, I mean, it's got to be very tough because they forget for lack of it. So, you know, do they need constant supervision or someone always around with them to make sure they
don't
do
that? A lot
of
them probably do, and they don't. Maybe their family members don't know. You know, maybe the dementia's been sneaking up, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of people that don't have dementia that just keep making very bad decisions that probably
like
need
the Nigerian
constant supervision.
Sorry, I'm so sorry to hear about your situation with the Nigerian prince, Star. Let's just
you gotta learn
horrible.
The hard way sometimes.
Yeah.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So I guess that pretty much exhausts. I think we've exhausted this topic unless somebody else wants to call in with some itinerant vendor stories. Maybe you have actually been a door-to-door salesperson. And, of course, there's also the sort of the other side of the story, which is working as one of these folks for some, in some cases, some very shady companies. Like the classic example is, of course, the magazine sales teams that hit the streets. They're like usually teenagers, late teens, early 20s, and they get, you know, they respond to some sort of a job listing on Craigslist or whatever, that easy money, you get taken care of, a place to stay, that kind of thing, and then they end up shipping them off to some place nowhere near their home, working them for 16 hours a day, and, you know, trying to sell magazine subscriptions to people. And it's a very, very kind of intimidating, scary environment where a lot of the other people working for the group will be drug abusers or violent, like the people who are the managers are sometimes accused of physically harming the people that are working for them. The magazine, I think they call them magazine sales teams or van magazine salespeople. Like, if you go and look that up on Google, you'll find all kinds of just horrifying stories about people being just left out in the middle of nowhere after, you know, they didn't make their sales quota, or they questioned the boss and got into a spat with the guy who's in charge, and just kind of get left in the middle of nowhere. And of course, they're already 1,000 miles away from home. So how do they get home? They don't have any money.
And most of those kinds of jobs, they wind up telling you in the interview, oh, yeah, you're going to make, you know, bank, hundreds of dollars,
right,
a day, you know, like $200-$500 a day.
Right.
And then turns out it's commissioned, and if anybody cancels the subscription, then you wind up the next paycheck, you wind up having the chargeback or whatever it's
revoked, called. Yeah, sure, from your money.
And so, you know, 1 week, yeah, you might make $500 1 week, and then the next week you make $32 because everybody canceled their magazine subscription.
What a horrible job.
Well, I actually had a girl stop by the LRN studios, and it was years ago, and I don't know how many of the stories I'd heard of this happening. I knew enough to be aware of it, and she actually was trying to sell magazines, and her pitch was that she wanted to sell the most magazines so she could go on a trip, some sort of a trip to Europe or whatever. And the look in her eyes was so weird. It was like the vibe I got from her was, don't let this girl in your house no matter what. She's going to case the joint kind of vibe. Like, she seemed really untrustworthy. It almost looked like she was on drugs or something like that. And I should have really asked her if she needed help, but ultimately I just, you know, refused the pitch because she looked like she didn't really want to be there, but kind of was anyway, and was going through the motions and going through the pitch. It was a very strange.
I'm here to sell magazines, and I would like to sell the most magazines because then I could go to Europe.
No, she was more excited. She was very, like, had I not been aware of this scam, then I would have, you know, I'm not saying I would have fallen for it, but I could see how someone would have fallen for it because she was young, she was pretty, she was persuasive.
Hold on, so are you saying that they're not actually selling magazines?
No, they're selling magazines, just they're selling them at way too much money, and it's just...
And they're being really pushy about it and trying to guilt trip you into, you know, support my job.
Yeah, it's buy magazines to help me, I need this trip, or whatever. And it just seemed really disingenuous to me, but at the same time, I could see why somebody would fall under her spell. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. The Twitter lawsuit is being possibly thrown out of court. What's it about? Daryl's going to inform us here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges.
This is Davy Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.